from the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, open lines. By the way, happy International Women's Day to all of you. Whether you are a stay-at-home mom, working, whatever, this day was for you. Here's what's happening, and we shall begin the program with kind of a different uplifting story. An 8-year-old boy in Idaho says angels helped him lift a car off his father's body to save his life. Listen to this story. Little J.T. Parker was working on a Toyota Prius with his 17-year-old brother Mason and their father Stephen at their Sugar City, Idaho home. They're pulling the engine out of the car, and after it got jacked up, he says, "I climbed up there to take the axles off," according to the father Stephen. "One axle came off pretty easily," he said, "but the other side wasn't coming off." When he went to adjust the second axle and move the jack, the car fell on him, crushing him. JT was the only one around as his older brother Mason had gone inside the house minutes earlier. He had a cut on his hand. "I yelled to JT," says Stephen on the other side of the car, "jack it up quickly, jack it up, please." "I couldn't move at all. I was totally trapped. And then I passed out. It was all in his hands, and I thought, this is it. There's no way he can jack up that car, because it took my 17-year-old son and me to jack it up the first time together." Mustering all the courage and strength that he could, little JT, 8 years old now, adjusted the jack and started jumping up and down on the handle. He only weighs 50 pounds. After 15 minutes of jumping up and down, the car slowly started raising off his father. Once it was completely up, JT ran to get his brother and call 911. Stephen was taken to the Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center via helicopter in critical condition. He had 13 broken ribs. Fortunately, no internal damage. He said it was just a miracle. He was home 2 days after the incident. After settling back at home, Stephen asked their son, JT, "Hey, jack up the car again." He couldn't do it. "Angels," JT said. "That's who helped me. Angels." How about that story? Manning, Snowden, whose name is next to be added to that notorious list of government leakers? The CIA is trying to answer that question right now. A day after WikiLeaks released what it alleged to be the entire hacking capacity of the CIA, the focus Wednesday began on shifting to just who gave the stunning information to the anti-secrecy website. The CIA is all over the place trying to find out. North Korea could soon have the capacity to launch an attack on Hawaii that would devastate America's Pacific military bases, accelerating the need now for the United States to upgrade missile defenses in the area. I thought we'd check in with Jerome Corsi, the Washington correspondent for Infowars.com. Jerry, I have predicted that I think things are really going to get very tense with North Korea. I want your thoughts on that.
I think you're right, George. I mean, this recent series of tests firing missiles into the Sea of Japan is extremely provocative. And Secretary of State Tillerson meeting with China and getting coal sanctions placed on North Korea by China only seems to have ramped up the tension. I think it could lead to an arms race in the region, and I'm certain that Japan is feeling the pressure right now and will quickly want first-strike nuclear capability, which is, again, something that Japan has not had. And since World War II, really been, by a whole series of agreements, not able to develop nuclear weapons. But the arms pressure and race in the area and the region is going to intensify, and the U.S. putting these THAAD missile defense systems in South Korea, I think, is only the beginning of a ramp-up of missiles and anti-missiles that's going to really make the entire region with North Korea much more dangerous.
Jerry, do we have any idea how many nukes North Korea has?
Enough to cause damage, I think, is about the best answer and how reliable they are, whether they would really work or not. These are issues I hope we never have to find out. My guess is it's really not that. It's about the world's 25th strongest military power, and certainly behind China, Japan, and South Korea. But they have nuclear capability and chemical warfare know-how, maybe as many as 2,400 multiple rocket launchers, but really the ability to develop or deliver a ballistic nuclear weapon is still in question. But as they advance, clearly North Korea is going to be able to be there, and I wouldn't want to have to find out at this point because they may already be there.
No, they could be. But I got to tell you, if for some reason that whack job in North Korea launches a nuke either against Japan, where our bases are, or Hawaii, where we have bases as well, that area is going to be sadly flattened, I think, Jerry.
This is a potential for a nuclear war in the region.
Yes.
North Korea certainly is. And we have not had a real ability to control North Korea for decades, since the 1980s, when the Clinton administration really kind of conceded that North Korea was going to become a nuclear power. It's only gotten more dangerous, and I predict this is going to be a major tinderbox for the Trump administration to have to deal with.
I think what's going to happen, my guess, is that those smart people in North Korea, and there are many, are going to take him out before this gets out of control.
Well, and again, George, that's one of the calculations here, that often what looks irrational from North Korea is explained by internal politics. And this Kim family is really, we're now into like the third generation of the Kims, and this is probably not the brightest of the Kims, and certainly not the most educated or trained. And retaining power in North Korea is a continuous issue. And it's a very closed society. We know very little, really, about the internal dynamics of North Korea, but internal pressures could ramp up on Kim Jong-un now to become more and more irrational in his use of missiles and weapons. It could easily, this is one region of the world with North Korea, Georgia, could easily develop into a regional nuclear war, and that's what I fear.
Jerry writes for he wrote for WND.com. He now writes for Infowars.com. Thank you, Jerry. At least 19 people, all under the age of 18, were found dead at the scene of a fire that broke out in a troubled orphanage near Guatemala City. Sad story there. U.S. companies added a whopping 298,000 new jobs in February, beating economists' expectations by more than 100,000 jobs. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. Is this all Trump's doing, or does this a carryover from the Obama administration, John?
No, I think that there's a certain percentage of these jobs I think you can attribute to Trump. I mean, the expectation right now is for lower taxes, corporate taxes, down to 15% from 35%, and a slashing of regulations. That's something that Wall Street loves to hear, and that the markets have been in rally mode now since, you know, really November, since Trump came was voted in. And I think the only damper or on the horizon that I could possibly see is that the zealotry at the Fed right now to keep hiking interest rates, and they're going to have a meeting next week, and it's already, you know, 90% prediction that they're hiking rates again. Now, you know, at a certain point, you know, especially because the gross domestic product has been running at about 1 to 1.5%, it's a little risky to continue hiking interest rates when you still don't know what the GDP outlook is going to be.
That's a good point.
So there, you know, there is a risk that she could inadvertently drive a large, significant stock market sell-off, which would no doubt plunge the country into negative growth. So I think the jobs report is certainly positive and something that I think that people are cheering, but it's sending the wrong signal to the Fed. The signal they're getting is to hike.
Track John's work, onlinecolumnist.com. If your cat or dog went missing, how much money would you be willing to pay to get it back? In Marina Del Rey, California, posted banners have been popping up in the area offering a $20,000 reward for a missing cat. Now, there's somebody who loves their little pet. Ancient DNA found in the dental plaque of Neanderthals, our nearest extinct relative, has provided remarkable new insights into their behavior, diet, evolutionary history, including their use of plant-based medicine to treat pain and illnesses. Gorging on bacon, skimping on nuts, these are among the food habits that new research links with death from heart disease, strokes, and diabetes. Overeating or not eating enough of the 10 foods and nutrients they say contribute to nearly half of the U.S. deaths from these causes, according to the study. The good foods that they say were under-eaten include nuts and seeds, seafood rich in omega-3 fats, including salmon and sardines, fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Bad foods or nutrients that were overeaten include too much salt, salty foods, processed meats, including bacon, bologna, hot dogs, red meat, including steaks and hamburgers, and a lot of sugary drinks. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us, and let me give you their phone number to call for help, not to get on the show. We'll do that soon. That's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. People are there now to answer some questions for you, and their website, CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Now, twice a month, our friends and partners from CriticalHealthNews.com come on the program for 2 hours each, twice a month, headed up by Dr. Joel Wallach. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, of course, joins us, and Dr. Joanne Conaway joins us as well. But Dr. Wallach has been doing this for a number of years, going around the country, talking to people about health and nutrition. And here he is back on Coast to Coast, the website, CriticalHealthNews.com, and the phone number that I give out, because there are people there that they man to help you out, 1-855-949-7234. And, Doc, welcome back for your monthly appearance on Coast to Coast.
Well, thank you so much for your hospitality, George. I always appreciate it, and good morning.
Hey, this study that just came out about, first of all, what they call the good foods, let me ask you about that. And that includes nuts and seeds, seafood rich in omega-3, salmon, sardines, fruits and vegetables, whole grains. What do you think of that? They say those are the good foods to eat.
Well, those are certainly among the good foods, absolutely. And, of course, preparation is everything. Fried fish is bad, but baked fish, grilled fish, steamed fish, poached fish is good. And so how you prepare it has something to do with the good food, bad food
yeah.
list also.
And, of course, the bad foods now, they say, are too many salty foods, processed meats, bacon, bologna, hot dogs, red meat, including steaks and hamburgers, and sugary drinks. What do you think of that?
Well, I think they're all correct except for salt. Salt is a good thing. It's actually a requirement, sodium and chloride required, for many, many physiological functions of the body, chemical reactions, digestion, absorption of nutrients. And so I think, you know, a little bit of ignorance still kind of flows out of the medical system when it comes to salt.
I'm using sea salt now, which I think is better than some of the other stuff out there.
Yeah, well, sodium chloride is the basic salt, and of course there's sea salt and there's Himalayan salt, and they have more minerals in it as well as the sodium chloride. So anytime you get more minerals, you're getting an advantage. And, you know, I've been saying this, gosh, since 1971 when I did that big study with Marlon Perkins, 10 years, 20,000 autopsies, 454 species, 10 million chemistries. The book is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure for all those autopsies. And basically what I found out was that every vertebrate, whether you're a human being or a crocodile or a hummingbird or a flamingo, an elephant, a pig, a rabbit, every vertebrate, when they're deficient in a certain nutrient, the same nutrient, they all get the same disease. And that's why the book is in the Smithsonian Institute. And what I said after all those autopsies, George, was that the bad foods are what's killing us. And so I've been saying this since 1967 when
Jeez.
I started that project. And everybody kind of laughed at me. And they said, no. It's cholesterol and saturated fat and salt are the bad stuff. No, they're all the good stuff. Saturated fat and cholesterol is good, and salt is good. And they're finally now kind of exposing the bad foods. And, of course, they cause cancer. They cause plaque in the arteries. And even how you cook food, you can take something good, and again, you can actually burn it or burn the fat on it or severely brown the fat, and it will increase the risk of breast cancer, for instance, by 462%.
Yeah, I learned that from you. I don't eat steak hardly anymore, but when I did, I always liked it well done, and after listening to you, Doc, you scared the heck out of me, so... once in a blue moon when I have it, it's like medium rare.
Exactly. Well, then that's a healthy way to eat steak. And it is processed meats that's dangerous. You know, things like deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami. Even the World Health Organization came out last year and said these things, one serving a day will increase your risk of many different types of cancer at the same level
Jeez.
As smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. So if you smoke
wow.
and you're eating processed meats, you're going to get cancer as sure as there's gravity.
We're going to take phone calls with Doc Wallach when we come back after the break in a few moments. We'll also take your texts and tweets. Tom is standing by for that. And I've got a handful of emails that have been coming in, Doc, ever since we posted you on the coasttocoastam.com website. And wanted to ask you a few little email questions
sure.
here from people. And this is from Jeff, and he writes, is there anything I can do for auditory process disorder? Is it my brain? Is it an ear issue? What can I do?
Well, first of all, George, people have to understand your brain requires 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and you need those just for every physiological event in your body. Your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres will not do their job of maintenance, repair, and function without these 90 essential nutrients. That includes all the tissues in the brain. Now, there's another piece when you have audio problems. You can get gradual deafness. You can have misinterpretation. You can have like Tourette syndrome, ADD, ADHD. Certain types of autism can be involved. And this can also be caused by osteoporosis of the skull in older people, where the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve gets squeezed as it comes through the tunnel from your brain through the tunnel out to do its job. And doctors forget, or they never learned, that your skull can get osteoporosis too. When any bone gets osteoporosis, it actually gets bigger
mm-hmm.
because the rebar, the bone, the bone matrix that the minerals sit on, actually gains in percentage. It goes way up. The body tries to make more rebar, more bone matrix to attract more minerals when you have osteoporosis, and begins to fill in those canals that these nerves come through, and you can get Bell's palsy on one side of your face droops. You can get trigeminal neuralgia where you get terrible pain in the face. You can get a gradual deafness. You can get ringing in the ears or roaring in the ears. You can get ataxia where you feel like you have motion sickness. All these things happen because of osteoporosis of the skull. So you have to say, okay, when you have these things, including, again, audio interpretation problems, you got to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no carbonated drinks. And then I would throw in one, what we call a healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And this is to, again, support and promote just the physiological things that the body does, including the brain. Then to specifically deal with this osteoporosis and squeezing of that
mm-hmm.
auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve, I would throw in some extra vitamin D3. We have a wonderful capsule, 2,500 milligrams per capsule of vitamin D3. I'd take three or four of those twice a day for an adult. And I would also throw in the immortalium, which stimulates stem cells to do their job and regrow stuff.
I like that, by the way. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves immortalium. Gets rid of that little turkey neck, all kinds of good stuff.
Love it. Doc, I've got so many more emails. Yep. The phones are ringing. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back for more. But I want to get the website out and the phone number where you've got an army waiting to help people out as well. CriticalHealthNews.com. That is the website. We partnered up with them a few years ago after looking at and studying a number of other companies that were out there that were trying to get the word out about nutrition. And these are the best. CriticalHealthNews.com. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And also, when you go to the website, there's an opportunity for some of you if you want to get into your own working business. take advantage of that. Go to the website and check it out. I think you will enjoy it. We shall be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Couple more days to go. March 30th, we're watching the clock tick. My lunch with psychic Joseph Jacobs, and those of you in the greater Los Angeles area who want to join up and join us, send an email with your phone number to lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. That's lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. They are getting close to the point where tickets are going to be sold out. lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. Include your phone number there if you would. Now, we're going to come back in a moment and take your phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website. You should do it at least every day. Look at the videos that are there especially, and a toll-free number to talk to people for assistance, because I know the information comes by quickly. It's 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Joel Wallach, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com, and we will get to your calls in just a second as they begin to line up. A couple more emails in here for you, Doc. One is, love the show, George. Doc has changed my life in a positive direction. Thank you, Doc. He sleeps, I hear, three to four hours a day. How can I get there? I need six or seven. What do I do?
Okay, well, sleep is used for many things, including repairing your body from the previous day's activity. And if you have more raw materials, more nutrients, you repair faster and more completely, so you don't need as much sleep as if you don't have those nutrients. So what I do is I weigh 152 pounds, and I take in a 200-pound man's dose twice a day of the 90 essential nutrients. Been doing this for 73 years. And so I only require 4 hours of sleep a day as a result, because I'm taking all these nutrients in.
And you're too busy anyway to sleep.
And I am obsessive. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. I'm obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff. I mean, I drive everybody crazy, making sure bad stuff doesn't even come within my vision, within my eyesight. And as a result, by avoiding the bad stuff, taking in the good stuff, your body's able to function extremely efficiently. And so you can sleep 4 or 5 hours a day. And, you know, you're a very busy man, George. And the biggest complaint that busy people have is there's not enough time during the day. Well, if I can give somebody an extra 3 to 5 hours, that is...
Oh, it's huge. It sure is.
Yeah, so he needs to get up. But when he wakes up, even if after 5 hours sleep, you get 3 to 5 hours extra, get up, go to work, get on the Internet. See, the Internet doesn't care what time it is. Your website and your computer.
That's right.
Work, do all that kind of stuff.
Get it out of the way.
You get it out of the way. I always say, walk the house, paint the dog, you know, do whatever you have to do that you just can't get quite to during your busy day, and you're way, way ahead of the game.
Let's take some calls here. We're here to help you. Nancy in Victoria, Texas. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for calling.
Hi, George.
Hi there. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got a question for Dr. Wallace.
Okay.
And it's about the flu.
The flu. Okay, go ahead.
I need some solution about what can I do to get rid of the flu.
To get rid of the flu. All right, what does she do?
Okay, now, are you having a fever? Is this an infectious-type flu? Or do you have the flu all the time, you know, diarrhea and achiness all the time? Or is this just something you've gotten and you've had it for 3 or 4 days?
This is for my boyfriend, and he's been having this for days.
Okay. It's not like he's had the same flu symptoms for 20 years.
I don't think so, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So first thing you have to do when you have the flu is you get dehydrated, you get diarrhea, you sweat, and so you have to watch the dehydration piece. And I like to use our Rebound. It has 100 nutrients in it. It's our sports drink, and it's meant for rehydrating when athletes or people who do hard physical work sweat. And then not only do they sweat out water, but they also sweat out nutrients. Sweat is not water. Sweat is a soup that contains these nutrients floating around your blood. This occurs when you have the flu and you're sweating because you have a fever, and people pile on the pillows and, you know, you get under the sheets and you sweat. Well, that's okay. That's fine. But I would also drink, per 100 pounds of body weight, I would drink, say, two of the cans or two servings of the Rebound, which has 100 nutrients in it, say twice a day. And you could do that, you know, like one when you wake up in the morning, one at 10 o'clock, another one at 3, another one at, say, 5. I wouldn't drink it much later than that unless you plan on staying up at night because it might keep you up a week. And that's going to give you nutrients you're sweating out and give you electrolytes you're sweating out, give you that strength and prevent dehydration. And then we also have, you know, you want to stay away from the bad stuff. You want to be obsessive about giving up the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And then, again, 90 essential nutrients, one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, and then divide up the calculated dose. Take half the calculated dose at breakfast, half at dinner time. Don't take it all at once. And lastly, we actually have a wonderful an herbal combination. It's 8 herbs. We call it Killer Biotic. It supports the immune system. And 2 of those 8 herbs actually have antimicrobial properties and actually kill viruses and bacteria. And you want to use our PureWorks, which is skin disinfectant. We have the shampoo. We have soap. We have the lotion. We have the spray. And we have the foam. And you want to use that lavishly, because you want to prevent the spread of the flu to other people in the house.
A lot of people have been hacking and coughing, Doc, for weeks and weeks and weeks. I can't tell you how many people that I know who have called me thinking, I'm Doc Wallach, and you know, asking for help. And I said, just listen to this show. But what's this coughing and hacking problem that's been going on all over the country?
Yes. Well, one of the things that happens is when people have a gluten problem, they cannot absorb the raw materials for your lungs to make a hormone. It's in the prostaglandin family. And obviously you can tell that class of hormones was discovered in the prostate gland, prostaglandins. But your lungs make them. And you get an asthma-like syndrome, mm-hmm. an asthma-like condition of coughing and wheezing and hacking. And this can go on for months. It can be actually quite dangerous. Some people die when these bronchi tighten up and the muscles actually contract, and instead of being the diameter of a quarter, they can get down to the diameter of a pea, and this is when all the wheezing and hacking and coughing occurs, and that's because the lungs cannot make that hormone because they're not getting the raw materials. And so you have to take your 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and then you stay away from the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no gluten, that means no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And usually, sometimes within 24 hours, this wheezing and hacking will go away because you're taking in the raw materials necessary for your lungs to make that prostaglandin hormone. The bronchi dilate. I've had people tell me, their doctors tell me they only have weeks to live because they can't breathe, they can't get air in, can't get air out. And just a couple hours of supplementing properly and getting off the bad stuff, their lungs open up and they're able to breathe again. The doctors are amazed that they're alive.
Let's go to Tom now. He's got a text or a tweet for us. What do you have for us, Thomas?
Hey, Doc, we have a text from Lisa
Don't
in
Don't call
Washington,
him Dexter. Dexter was a serial killer in an HBO or Showtime series.
Or you, Dexter Monterey, right? Dexter Monterey. Doc, I'm seeing commercials about Tylenol with laser-drilled holes to deliver medicine faster to your body. Is this just a gimmick? I use Bayer for my headaches, but I am thinking of switching.
Well, anytime they, you know, put these little sort of micro holes in tablets and things, this is to get more juices into the tablets, which makes them dissolve quicker.
Quicker, okay.
Yeah, makes them dissolve quicker so they become more active. It's not like there's some magic going on there. It's just more surface area by drilling the holes in them, and or just when they pour the liquid before it turns into a tablet, the mold has these little spikes in there, so that there's effectively a hole, just more surface area for the stomach acids to break the tablet down so it goes to work faster.
Doc, since you've been doing this, and like you said, you've been doing it for a long, long time, are you seeing more and more people taking care of themselves, or are they still all mixed up?
Well, people are mixed up, and that's why one of the reasons why the Affordable Health Care Act is in a death spiral. People don't know what to do. They get some simple little thing. They run to the emergency room and run up a bill of $50,000 for something they could take care of for 20 cents. And basically, it's an educational process. And this is why I've been giving lectures. Last year I gave 400 lectures. Some days I give 2-3 lectures to accomplish that. This year I'm going to do thousands of lectures because we're doing, in addition to radio interviews like we're doing here with you, we're doing simulcast broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
where I'll be talking to 50 different locations or 100 different
right.
locations.
Almost like closed circuit.
Yeah, it's sort of like closed circuit, okay? And it could be Facebook. It could be anything like that where I'm talking to multiples of locations. It's an education process. And we actually have a series of books which teach people how to do their own thing. I'll give you an example. Just something simple like type 2 diabetes, which is not a genetic disease. It's a simple deficiency of a single nutrient. We've known that for 85 years. But doctors keep telling people it's genetic. You have to take insulin all the time. You take these pills all the time. Usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you're done with type 2 diabetes if you do what I tell you. We have the capacity to be a disease-free nation. We have the knowledge to do that. We have the materials to do it. We know how to get rid of type 2 diabetes. And what happens is, you know, you're urinating frequently, getting up at night to urinate, even if you're a woman and you don't have a prostate, you know, you're urinating frequently, get up at night multiple times to urinate. You're losing weight. You're thirsty all the time. And somebody says in your family or friends, you know, you may have diabetes. You've got the symptoms of diabetes. You better go to the doctor and see if you got diabetes. You go to the doctor. He comes in and says, oh, my gosh, your blood sugar is 240. You got diabetes. He puts in your record and your insurance, your health insurance premiums, monthly premiums triple.
Jeez.
What I say, when you have the symptoms of, say, diabetes, what you do is you go to the pharmacy without a prescription. You get the blood test strips you would use just to monitor your
mm-hmm.
blood sugar if you have diabetes. Do it yourself.
You got to fast, though, right? You got to fast for what, 12 hours? Before you take the test strips?
You just, you know, you eat dinner at night. You don't drink beer all night. You just eat your dinner at night. And then first thing in the morning before you eat breakfast, you go ahead and take your fasting blood sugar. And, you know, there'll be directions on the bottle. You can get them in little bottles of.
I think we lost Duck. Yep, yep. Call him back there, Tommy. We'll get him back, and we'll get him back soon enough to be sure. Doc Rolick with us, criticalhealthnews.com. By the way, he had a great phone line, though. It sounded great. It sounded like it was right next door. But call this number. There are people there that will assist you at 855-949-7234. That's 855-949-7234. Or go to criticalhealthnews.com. They have been the sponsors of the program and sponsors for several years now and have helped, I'm talking about thousands and thousands of people and just an amazing person. There, Doc, you're back. They're trying to get you off the air, aren't they?
And so at any rate, when you do this yourself and then you get on our program to relieve your body of diabetes, end it, you give the body the raw material, your own body will end the diabetes. And then you're done with it, but you also did not triple your premiums for your insurance.
Right.
And so that's why people do Home Depot and they do AutoZone, do-it-yourself stuff.
Yeah.
We're trying to teach people to do as much for themselves as they can.
That's right.
And this will add 50 years to their life. This will also cut their medical costs by 85% if they do it themselves.
So many people, Doc, are dying at such a young age. It's sad. It really is. Let's go to Bill in Augusta, Georgia. First-time caller. Thanks, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if there's any kind of supplement I can take for ED, partial ED, or is it just a matter of eating eggs, as I actually heard one of your programs one time?
All right, Doc, it'd be temper that a little bit. It's a family show.
Okay, well, ED is an acronym for erectile dysfunction. And, of course, this is caused by multiples of different deficiencies. It can also be caused by obstruction of blood supply and function, which results in lack of function. And so, basically, again, there's several things you have to do. Number one, you got to avoid all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or gluten, because you have to stop the ongoing damage to the blood vessels. You have to stop the ongoing inflammation, which results in plaque in the arteries, cuts blood supply, which then diminishes the function of the arteries where they're supposed to function. And then And then you have to supplement properly. Okay, you need to be able to make the hormones. You have to make testosterone. And the testosterone, as you point out, sir, is that testosterone is one of the steroid hormones. Testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, adrenal hormones are steroid hormones, and they're 95% by weight cholesterol. So you do have to eat 8 to 10 eggs a day per 100 pounds of body weight. I weigh 152, so I eat 10, 12, 15 eggs a day.
Yeah, eggs are great for that.
Yep, and so they're going to give you the cholesterol, which is a good thing. It also prevents Alzheimer's disease. Also prevents adrenal exhaustion in guys and prevents menopause in women. And so you really do want to eat those eggs. In fact, in that good foods list of that tough study that you pointed out at the beginning of the show, George, they're saying, you know, eggs and cholesterol aren't that bad. We used to think it was bad. Now you need to eat them. Okay? And that's to get the raw materials for the testicles to make the testosterone. But then also we have what we call Xeratest, X-E-R-A-T-S-T, which is a supplement program that's designed to give the testicles what they need to do their job. And again, they need raw materials to make the hormone testosterone. And then also, we have another one in the Good Herbs division. It's a tincture. It's a liquid form of herbs. It's called male hormone support.
Huh, and a tincture is something you just drop in the water or something like that, right?
Well, you can drop, it's actually a liquid you can drop in the water, you can drop in your mouth and chase it with water or juice.
Okay. Right under the tongue or something like that.
And, you know, in 2 years' time, George, I'll be 80 years old.
Jeez.
And so, yeah, most people think I'm 40 years old when they look at me.
And the way you act. You don't act 80.
Oh, no. I can tell you that I don't act 80. Nobody's going to steal an airplane with me on it. That's
All I know is if you're on a panel with Doc Wallach and you're a doctor and you question him, look out.
But, yeah, this is actually an easy thing to do. Really, Viagra and Cialis are not something that everybody needs because if you eat properly, avoid the bad stuff, everything should function properly, even if you're 200 years old.
By the way, I'm going to be on a panel with you in Toronto in May in with the Ben Fuchs at the Toronto Health Expo. It's in May. It's in May.
Well, whenever it is, I'll be there.
Absolutely. Well, wait a minute. It could be April. Tom will get the date for us.
Yeah.
It could be. That's right. I've got to go to my graduation.
21st, 22nd.
That's right. And then I go to St. Louis because my granddaughter is graduating from college, Doc, finally.
Hey, congratulations.
We watched her as she was a baby, and now she's she's getting a degree in hotel management.
Wow.
And she's all excited. And
you got to be proud.
It is. It is proud to watch them, especially when you have been with them when they were babies. And you just watch them grow up, and what I try to impart is health with all my kids. You know, I want them to have a quality of life, not just a long life, but a quality of life. But you're right; it's April 21 and 23. In May, I'm in some other place,
in April. And of course, this has to do with nutrition, staying away from the bad stuff, giving the kids the good stuff. And of course, I've done this with my grandkids and my four kids and my four great grandkids. And I have one grandkid who's one of the chief animators now for Disney.
Oh, that's great. Doc, hold on. We're going to come back. Final hour of phone calls with you. CriticalHealthNews.com or 1-855-949-7234.